Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Yisro. Today is Erev Shabbos. I'm recording this on my voice recorder because unfortunately I've become exposed and infected with COVID. And as a consequence, I'm Baruch Hashem, recovering quite well. But as a consequence, do not have access to video recorder in shul, and so therefore we are on audio recording today. I hope it will be equally, if not more effective. This past week, unfortunately, we suffered the loss of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Torsky. I did not have the honor of knowing him personally, but I did have one opportunity in my life to have met him. And that's when I was in my mid-20s, I guess, mid to late 20s, and I was dealing with a very difficult time of anxiety and struggling in my life, and I thought to myself, who do I think would be an excellent mental health professional that I could consult with? And I decided that I would fly out to Pittsburgh to go see Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Torsky. So I got on a plane, I scheduled an appointment, I got on a plane, I flew out to see him. I remember showing up to the office, waited for him to come out. I met with him for maybe 15 minutes or less, got back on the plane and flew back to New York. Those 15 minutes were remarkable in two ways. First of all, he recommended and referred me to somebody who was an excellent mental health professional who did provide me significant assistance. But it was remarkable in that, you know, Rabbi Dr. Torsky was a man of great renown, and the humility and the in which he conducted himself, the very feeling of just being down to earth and simple, no airs about him whatsoever, regardless of his very, very prominent position, his prominent status and stature, both in the mental health world as well as in the rabbinic world and the Orthodox world. The way in which he conducted, his demeanor was really remarkable, that I remember to this very, very day. Rabbi Torsky's patira, his passing on this week of Parshas Yisro, I think is remarkable as well. In many ways, Rabbi Torsky was a man who was committed to truth, uncovering truth, and projecting and proclaiming the truth to whoever would hear and to whoever would listen. This was particularly striking several years back when Rabbi Torsky delivered a speech in which there was a lot of self-criticism of the Orthodox world and the particular community in which he associated himself. It's not uncommon for people to be critical, but usually people are critical of somebody else, of some other community. One community is usually very quick to find the faults of the other community. But it is less common, and certainly less common in public, for individuals to be self-critical. And I don't mean that Rabbi Torsky was critical of himself in that speech, but he was critical of how the community which he most closely identified himself, their conduct. And so that fidelity to truth and to exposing truth. Of course, Rabbi Torsky's mission in life, or part of his mission, to deal with the issues of substance abuse and addiction more generally within our broader Jewish community, the Orthodox, broad Orthodox Jewish community, was also a yeoman's effort of exposing and confronting a truth that I believe when he began was a truth that was not so readily accepted to be the truth. And so on this Shabbos, on this week of Parshas Yisro, it's a time in which we celebrate a commitment to Emes, a commitment to truth. Moshe Rabbeinu was a man who was committed to truth. And indeed, Yisro, the family into which Moshe Rabbeinu married, was also a man committed to truth. Indeed, Chazal tell us that Yisro tasted every form of religion before he came to Judaism. And when he found Judaism, or when he found the spiritual enlightenment that was offered by Moshe and as represented by Moshe and Klal Yisrael, although that was a bitter truth for him to handle, at least according to one version of the Medrash, Yisro indeed threw in his lot with Klal Yisrael. A lot of people see truth and hear truth, but to actually act on it takes a lot of courage. Sometimes it is difficult, sometimes it is scary, sometimes it is overwhelming, sometimes it's just very uncomfortable. But whatever the issue might be, to act on the truth is not necessarily an easy thing. And so on this Shabbos, which we memorialize Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro, two men who were committed to Emes, Hashem's moniker, as I pointed out, is Emes, is truth, I think it is a fitting time for us to be thinking about and commemorating the life of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky. And in that light, I would like to share with you a Dvar Torah that Rabbi Twersky records in his book on the Parsha, on his book on Chumash. And he writes the following. In this week's Sedra, we have one of the Aseres HaDibros, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, you shall not take Hashem's name in vain. And the Gemara in Shavuos tells us that when this specific mitzvah was uttered, the entire world trembled. So what was so particularly impressive or important or threatening or overwhelming about this particular mitzvah that the whole world trembled, says the Gemara in Shavuos? Rabbi Twersky answers, citing the author of Chazyonos Avraham, with the following idea. Chazyonos Avraham says that the mitzvah of not taking Hashem's name in vain was a prerequisite for all the other mitzvos in the Torah. It was so foundational, it was so powerful, it was so overwhelming that the world trembled. So what is so foundational about Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav? Says Rabbi Twersky, our capacity to rationalize is a pretty remarkable human trait. The mind is ingenious in providing all type of logical reasons that enable us to do things that we want to do. Rationalizations are usually good reasons, but they're good reasons to cover up the true reason, right? That's what a rationalization is. We usually don't rationalize to ourselves with something which is ridiculous, or rationalize to ourselves something which is irrational. A rationalization itself, coming from the word rational, is usually a reason that is good and makes sense to us, and that's what enables us to do something that we want to do, even if we shouldn't be doing it, but we've convinced ourselves that that's a good reason. That's a rationalization. But a rationalization, although it being a good reason, usually covers up the true reason. And the danger is that we delude ourselves into actually believing the conjured up reason. Says Rabbi Twersky, people have justified all types of behaviors, stealing, cheating, all types of immoral behavior, and as well as technical halakhic behavior. Some people steal money on a rationalization. Others don't observe Shabbos on a rationalization. They say that Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos are obsolete. Maybe in the ancient times, making a fire was prohibited because it involved work. But you can't tell me that pushing an electric light bulb, pushing a button to ignite an electric light bulb can be classified as work. And so we rationalize to ourselves, maybe it's Shabbos for some of us, maybe it's Shatnez for some of us, maybe it's davening for some of us, maybe whatever it is, maybe it's learning Torah, tzedakah. And for some of us, maybe it's something a little bit more on the ethical side, where we cut a corner here and cut a corner there, or lie about this, or deceive our neighbor about that. But all of these things are rarely done in a straightforward manner, where we say to ourselves, well, I think it's okay to lie, and therefore I'm going to lie. No, usually what we do is we explain to ourselves why this particular case is either not lying or not cheating or is defensible, even though I still agree that lying and cheating is no good. But in this particular case, I rationalize why it is justified. However, says Rabbi Twersky, if a person had to swear, had to take a shvua with the name of God as to the reason for their particular act, then the severity of this transgression of swearing falsely that Hashem will not absolve anyone who takes his name in vain might just be the cold splash of cold water that will break through my own self-deception. If the rationalization were eliminated, they would be discouraged from doing the forbidden act. That's what Lotis Hashem Hashem Elokech al Hashav is so foundational. That's why the entire world trembled. Because when you're confronted with the truth of who you are, of what your true motivations are, that can be powerful. And we tremble sometimes when we realize the truth of who we are and the truth of our motivations. On this week of Parshas Yisro, which memorializes and commemorates Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro, two men or seekers of truth, it is appropriate for us to think about the life and legacy of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, who also believed and committed and led a life committed to emes, to truth. And perhaps, just perhaps, we can latch on to his legacy and commit ourselves to living a life just a little bit more committed to emes, to truth. Good Shabbos to all.